You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. On March 11th, 2020, on the train home from work, Todd Dowdy had an idea, put a list on Instagram of happy making things in a difficult world with the thought that maybe some people might like this idea. Well, little did he know, on that exact same day, the World Health Organization would declare a global pandemic. Now fast forward 19 months, and this little list has turned into a book with the lists and the inspiration that we need, man, in a difficult world right now. Todd is joining us to talk more about his new book, Little Pieces of Hope, Happy Making Things in a Difficult World. Todd, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So take me back first to that day on the train when I don't think any of us really knew where life was actually headed.
Yeah, things were rapidly changing in a very scary way. And for some reason on that train, I decided to make this list of happy making things in a difficult world. And that was the first one. And there are things on it that I love, which is New York City, Fat Goldfish, any movie of Katharine Hepburn's, but particularly her entrance in The Lion in Winter, the novel from the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler, a really bad DJ at a wedding that becomes a really good DJ at a wedding. So it was this scattershot, hodgepodge list of things that have brought me joy. And, you know, friends and family began to comment, and a couple of strangers, and people started adding their own happy making things on that initial list. So I just kept going and going and going.
And did you have any idea that it would truly blow up like it did? I mean, to the point where you literally have an actual book of these happy making things.
No, I never thought of that, because I would plop down on the couch every night and I would spend about 90 minutes to 2 hours creating each list in the notes app of my iPhone. And what was remarkable to me once we got to the book phase was the fact that there are over 3,000 individual happy making things actually included in the book. I've been very careful to try not to repeat things. You will see Easter eggs of recurring things throughout, but those references are always separate. But it's just this mix of books and movies and TV shows and articles and feelings and sayings and memories, kind of everyday life that I was noticing around me or remembering, and just pulled that all together into dozens of lists, 16 different essays and 8 different playlists. I like to think of it as a daily devotional of delight. The reader can of course read all the way through, but you can also dip in and out, take a page here, take a page there. We were very careful about the pacing of the book. You know, we wanted it to have a flow like the lists. You'll see individual entries on some pages, a little bit more on some pages, and then a full list. There are special editions. There are things called things like you might consider doing today. I have special lists for Halloween and Thanksgiving, graduation, and much, much more.
Okay, so I have to tell you, reading the book, one of your special editions when you did the 80s.
Yeah.
First, the eternal coolness of Molly Ringwald, Jake Ryan. Oh, when the name, it took me back to that last scene of 16 Candles. Actually, right when she walks out of the church and she's like, who, me? Yeah, you.
Takes
you back, right? you can just see that whole scene.
That makes me really happy, because I feel like there's this fine line between memory and discovery that happens with the lists and the books. So that's the perfect example of, you knew exactly who Jake Ryan was and it took you back to that. And that's what I'd hoped that the reader and I would connect on. And if there's something that someone doesn't know, that it might send you down a Google, you know, rabbit hole of looking up something or listening to a song you have never heard before. You know, at this crazy time, connection really means more than ever. And even though I may not be speaking directly to the reader, we are communicating through that connection. And so that makes me really happy to hear that.
Well, and I just love some of the things in this list in the 80s. I mean, you put the 1985 Chicago Bears. I mean, right? You've got the just the refrigerator Perry, right? I mean, the whole
Super Bowl shuffle.
Super Bowl shuffle, right? And then, you know, you said like, you know, Regis and Kathy Lee, and you've got I mean, this took me back to my childhood with the 80s. I mean, even, you know, when you said Elise and Steven and Alex and Mallory and Jennifer, if people don't know those names, that's Family Ties.
Right.
I mean, and so it's just those things.
Well, and I think that we all have those touchstones, right? Like that's part of how the book, I hope, speaks to people. You know, a friend of mine said once that everybody's carrying around an invisible bag of rocks, and we don't know how big the bag is or the weight of it for each individual person because we don't see it. So my hope is that whether you're having a plain old bad day or you're making it through an unprecedented global pandemic or life is tough.
Just a little thing like that.
But life is tough. You know, I hope that it can spark a moment of joy. We all have those things that get us through, the song that gets you through, the painting that gets you through. And I think those became more important now than ever.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this, you will see time and again, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He was even in the 80s playlist because he was born in 1980, but you make it very clear that will be on your list numerous times.
That's right. He is mentioned multiple times. I am a huge fan. I love his work. I love his book, Good Morning, Good Night. But there are little Easter eggs of him throughout, of Katharine Hepburn throughout, of Anne Rice throughout, of the Addams Family, just things that I love. But I was really careful because each individual thing has to be separate. So there are a few Easter eggs, but I really tried to stick hard and fast to that no repeat rule.
So I want to shift gears a little bit because the very first thing I read in your book was the dedication page. And what I noticed right away was it wasn't just that you dedicated the book to your mother and to her parents and to her grandmother. You also put their birth and death dates in there. And it's very noticeable that your grandparents and your great-grandmother all passed on the same day. And it struck me because I was like, there's got to be a story in that. They must have died together or, they died on the same day. And there are, I believe, there are dominoes that continue to fall generations after a tragedy hits a family.
Yes, and the dedication to them was very deliberate. There is a final essay in the book. There are 16 essays in total, from everything from Red Velvet Cake to Taking the Leap to Small Towns to Living Your Life Like Mary Bailey. And I wanted to close the book with something called The Things That Last. So throughout the book, you've seen all of these lists with these happy-making things on them, objects, feelings, sayings, movies, books, TV, as I said. And those are there for a reason, because people have loved them, held on to them, shared them, memories, et cetera. And as I was thinking about my grandparents and my great-grandmother, you know, they passed when my mother was 5 and her siblings were all young. They died tragically in a car wreck, and my great-grandmother had a heart attack that day and passed as well. And stick with me, I know this is rocky, but what I realized was they had to have loved each other fiercely, because my mother imprinted that love upon me and my sisters and now my nieces and nephews. So love lasts. Love begets more love. Mm-hmm. It is as potent as any book or movie or article or sensation or saying that has stood the test of time. And so that is the connection.
And it struck me because very, very quickly within my own family, I am one of 10 children, and we all have one dad, but there are 3 mothers. My dad was widowed twice. He lost a wife at 22 years old, tragically in childbirth, lost his second wife at 34 years old of cancer, and almost lost my mother to a brain tumor. And I have seen how this has impacted my siblings who lost a parent at a very young age, because it stays with you for the rest of your life, and it impacts their children. My nieces and nephews. But what is amazing is when you are raised by a person who has been struck with such tragedy, when they can come out of this and they can move forward. I mean, my dad used to always say, he was like, I've been so blessed. I've been so blessed in my life. I have 10 miracles. God allowed me to fall in love 3 times. I mean, I have been so blessed. And I think sometimes we forget that in the midst of tragedy.
That's an amazing story. And I'm so sorry for his and your family's loss. And I think that one of the key things in life is remembering the good that surrounds you, noticing the world that surrounds you, because while tragedy strikes in different ways, or things are hard, or, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, it's a bad day, there are those little touchstones that give you that hope, that give you that sense of balance, that pull you through to the other side. And that's what I've tried to do in the book as well.
It is beautiful. I mean, it truly is. And to have these touchstones that, you know, I've just picked it up here and there, and I've maybe sometimes read a couple of pages or just one of the lists. And there is a calm that I get too when I read one of your lists.
I appreciate that.
Right. I just appreciate that so much, because life is hard right now for so many people.
Yeah. And I think what happens is the act of creating those lists every day gave me that little escape hatch. And seeing it come together in book form with Josie Portillo's beautiful art on the cover and gracing it throughout, and my colleague Sabrina Bowers, who did the gorgeous design, I told her, you know, I see different fonts and different sizes and maybe individual things on one page and a bunch of stuff on another. We really tried to give it that balance, so that if you did read it through, or you did just kind of jump in or out at the reader's pleasure, that it was still that sense of experience.
Well, Todd, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. This has been such a lovely conversation. We've been talking with Todd Dowdy. He is the author of the new book, Little Pieces of Hope, Happy Making Things in a Difficult World. It is out now. I would encourage you to get a copy. Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Tess Goodwin is our production assistant. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.